Hey there, welcome to LSAT Demon Daily. I'm Nathan Fox, that's Ben Olson. We're the founders of LSATdemon.com and our weekly podcast, Thinking LSAT. We have an item here, Ben, from our Slack. You want to talk about it?
Yeah, so the question is, what's the most common flaw on the LSAT?
I think I have a different answer today for this question than I have for the last like 15 years. I have for a long time been saying the most common flaw in the LSAT is confusing sufficient for necessary.
The very common
one. Which is a super common flaw. But I think that there's a flaw that's even more common, which is the simple flaw of having a disconnect between your evidence and your conclusion.
I mean, it's sort of all encompassing, right? I think that's one reason it becomes so common is it would almost subsume some of these other flaws that we've picked out, like confusing sufficient for necessary. There's a disconnect there, right? Now, I get that you're specifically talking about something that is easy to spot in some ways, but yeah, I mean, going from correlation to causation is also a disconnect.
Yeah, but that's not really what I don't think that's what I really am thinking here. You know, there are those flaws that they will continue, I'm sure, to test over and over. Confusing sufficient for necessary, confusing correlation for causation.
Part to whole.
Mm-hmm. Part to whole, hold apart. You know, there are flaws that they are going to keep bringing up. Ad hominem attacks, you know, things like that. And I don't think that that's really... I guess you could describe that as a disconnect, but you could also describe it more specifically as you're attacking the source of an argument rather than attacking the argument itself. I think a bigger flaw, if we want to call it that, is this disconnect flaw, where your evidence can be true without forcing your conclusion to be true. And it doesn't have to be a blatant, like you've done something really stupid, like assumed that correlation equals causation or assumed that sufficient and necessary are the same thing. You know, those are like, I can tell you specifically why that's dumb, but there are other and way more common just gap in the argument where I say something like, if you're in Santa Barbara, you're in California. And if you're in California, you're in the United States. And John's in Santa Barbara. Therefore, John is on planet Earth. Mm-hmm. And the flaw there is, whoa, bringing up new shit in your conclusion, which is maybe the most common type of disconnect, where the evidence could prove that John is in California. And the evidence could prove that John is in the United States. But the evidence can't prove that John is on planet Earth because you never said anything about planet Earth in any of your premises. And unless there's a premise that says the United States are on planet Earth, there's a gap there. Maybe that's a common sense enough assumption that this is not the greatest example. But the point I'm trying to make is that if you bring up new shit in your conclusion, the facts probably haven't justified that new shit that was brought up only in your conclusion. There's a big disconnect there. And commonly, you know, because students want to try to find a flaw on every question. And sometimes there's not a flaw. Sometimes they give you a valid argument. Other times they don't even give you an argument at all. They just give you a bunch of facts. So it's not like you're going to find a flaw in every single logical reasoning passage. But if they're making an argument, 90% of the time, the argument is broken. And probably half the time, the main thing that's broken about the argument is that there's just a disconnect between the premises and the conclusion, or between one premise and another premise that would have led to the conclusion. So I think that the most common flaw on LSAT logical reasoning could properly be called just a disconnect.
Yeah, and I don't know if you want to call this a different flaw, but when you said that, I immediately thought of two variants, and one you've already mentioned, that's where you introduce new shit in the conclusion.
Yep.
And the other variant of this is there's nothing new in the conclusion, but they take the evidence too far. So for example, they may have evidence that some people in Sally's class like ice cream, but they conclude mistakenly that most people in Sally's class like ice cream. So everything has been talked about, but they just went a little too far. And that's a disconnect. It's not good. So either new or too far.
Yep. Totally.
Cool.
Email daily at LSATdemon.com if you'd like to ask us a question or share some LSAT or law school admissions news. Thanks for listening.